This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to a new episode of What School You Went? Start every conversation with that question. I'm Ron Mizutani, and today we're going to be talking about a topic that is the source of great anxiety, especially for parents, especially if they hear the words, your child has ukus. Now, we're pleased to welcome Louise Farrell to the program. Louise is the owner of A Lousy Business.
Right.
Truly, that's her name. That's the name of her business. And we'll get into that in a bit. Louise actually makes house calls to remove head lice from keiki and even adults. We welcome you to PBS Hawaii, Louise.
Thank you. It's
you prefer Louise or Lousy Louise?
You can call me Louise. Kids love it because it rhymes.
But before we get started, thank you again for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
What school you at?
Pardon?
What school did you go to?
Well, I went to UH and
yes.
I moved to LA. And then I moved to Sydney and then back to LA. Now I'm back in Hawaii.
And your high school?
Upstate New York.
Upstate New
York. Yeah, a little farming town. And then my mom was a school teacher and moved her daughters to Hawaii.
Oh, wow. And you've been well-traveled.
Yes. Well, first time ever in Hawaii when I was young. So she was a wonderful world history teacher. And that's why we're here.
And here you are to stay.
Yeah, I'm here to stay. Well, my sister already retired. My mom's retired. So it's like my family here. So,
let's go back in your background.
Sure.
Or really, how you got involved in this effort. And the needs are great when you're talking about head lice.
Yeah.
But how did you say, hey, there's a need here that I can address?
Well, when your kid gets head lice and you live overseas in Sydney, where I first, my child was 4, and they're so easy about it. They just, no problem. I will never forget it. And both of my kids have a lot of hair. And you don't know what to do, and you go, oh, my gosh. You figure it out, you do whatever, and then you go, oh, my God, never again am I going to go through this. Then you move back to L.A., and then your kid gets it again, only it cost me so much money. It cost me $700. I'll never forget it. That was a lot of money because they just started these clinics where it was like a beauty salon, only it was for lice. And they had 5 or 6 people working there, and and you have to go back 3 times, and you have to buy their products. And I go, I can't believe it. This is ridiculous. I'm going to do this because I love children, and I love detailed work, and I know how to do this. So I just kind of came up research-wise and did my own testing on products. And then I came back to Hawaii with my sister who lives here at the time. I said, Lisa, I want to start a company because there's a need. It's about education. So I'm the only one that teaches people how to take care of it because you have to do follow-ups. So you can hire me again to come to you. Or why not you do it yourself, and then you'll know how to take care of it. So it's not rocket science. So I was about education, but basically that's how. And then I started, and there you go.
You are.
And word of mouth.
Now, you are passionate about picking, and literally picking. And well, I remember back when we were young, they would say, you got to shampoo this and... like you said, buy these products. But at the end of the day, it's actually literally picking through someone's hair, is it not?
It is. But I say suffocate them first.
How does that work?
Suffocating them, I put coconut oil, but it's 8 hours. But basically, it's a two-stepper. Kill them and then comb them because you're not the nits. It's basically that. Yeah.
They're
mind-boggling.
Yes.
Because those little nits, like if you understand how a louse lives and grows, you kind of get it. They need a host within 2 days or they die. They're clever. They're very clever. They've been around since the mummies. They found them in the mummies. And they're not going to go away. So obviously all these chemicals that we get, it's huge money. I mean, I can't tell you how much business and multi-billion-dollar business is in lice because they realize there's a market for it.
Sure.
So they can put you know, you'll buy it at the drugstore or whatever online. But it's basically knowing how to do it.
Right.
So combing is the nitpicking, and that's why they call it nitpicking, because you'd have to nitpick, right, like nitpick. But you really don't, you know. It's just a process. And then, you know, you suffocate them at the end with coconut oil. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I did not know that part.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well,
you know, I'd imagine you've encountered many a parent and parents who are just anxiety-filled.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate.
Yeah.
The stigma that, you know, comes with having what we call ukus in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But really, head lice, ukus don't discriminate.
No. Yep, they don't. And it's also different cultures. You got to, you know, I've worked with a lot of different cultures and people, of course, in my over 10 years of doing this. There are certain cultures that are very quiet about it, and that you just got to understand it. Others aren't sure, then you let them know that it's okay, every kid gets it. Maybe tell your teacher, they'll do a head check at school, tell their friends, you know, that you had head lice. But it's no big deal. It doesn't hurt you or harm you. But it's the stigma that goes along with it that is sad. And believe me, I've had to do children and social services that have totally, you think COVID messed up some children. You know, spirits and their mindset. Lice can do it too, because nobody wants to play with the kids.
Right.
And parents don't know how to take care of it. They're working hard. Then they have to come back and deal with this. They go online and they're totally overwhelmed with all the stuff that they say you need to do, from cleaning to this to that. And, you know, they're in tears. And then the child is in tears, and they don't, you know, it's a sad process. But when I leave, I make sure they laugh. And that's why I always have dance in the kitchen and laughed often, because usually I'm doing it in the kitchen because they're making dinner or whatever. And then when I'm done, the parents are dancing, the kids are dancing because they're having fun now. You know, they did it.
So you make house calls.
I make house calls, yeah.
Just like the old docs used to do.
The
back
old
in the day.
Docs. And I'm a doctor on call.
Oh,
like
my goodness.
The old I had one of those doctors. A doctor on call, a house doctor that used to make house calls back in the day in my little town. So, but that's me.
So that's who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's clear up some myths, because Lord knows there's a lot of myths out there.
Yeah.
And we need to maybe dispel some of those
and
replace it with fact. So ukus, the myth is, ukus can jump. Head lice can jump or fly.
Where did they get that? Where did you get that?
Well, here. Well, in Hawaii, we play the ukulele.
Yeah.
Right? Uku, meaning lice, louse, and lele is jump. So ukulele means jumping flea or jumping uku. In fact, when you play your ukulele, you tune it to My Dog Has Fleas. Dun, dun, dun,
oh,
dun.
Right, right.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that ukus can jump from head to head. True?
Well, that's fleas. But lice, try to do that on your ukulele with lice. It's not going to rhyme. It's not going to work.
Right.
No, they don't.
They don't jump.
They don't jump. They don't hop. Yeah, they crawl.
They crawl. Very fast.
They do. And it's hard to catch. It's not as easy as you think, because they don't jump or hop. They just crawl. And you get them from scratching your head. And then that uku falls out onto the pillow. I mean, they're not, if I had lice, they love to be on my head. They're not going to want to be on your head. They're happy here. So it's just when you itch and they fall out. You share brushes, but they do not hop.
They do not jump. So we just clear up that myth. Yeah. Ukus can crawl, and they are fast, but they have like little claws on them, do they not?
They have little claws. And the thing with ukus is they're also very light sensitive. So when you check for people's heads, you check for nits, because they lay 4 or 5 nits a day. They probably have 60, 70 little eggs in that tiny little body, and then they secrete a glue to make it stick at an angle. But if you have a lot of lice, you can see when you do that, because of the light, they'll move. But other than that, they can play dead too, by the way. But they're sensitive, so they go into the hair where they don't want to be found because of the darkness.
How big are we talking? I mean,
like a sesame seed.
You can't. You can see it to the naked eye.
Well, I also have really good goggles.
Okay.
I mean, they're not magic goggles. I'm going to be dazzle them one day and make cool stuff. But they're just like jeweler's goggles, and so they're magnifying. So, because it's so much easier, and with good light, and you've got good, you know, you can see them, and it's the babies that are the hardest ones to find.
So say you're helping a child,
right?
And you see the head lice as well as the eggs, the nit.
Right.
You're literally pulling them out?
No.
Or you're combing them out?
Right.
Okay.
So when I go to a family, I want to check first to see if they have head lice. There has been recent ones that I've gone all the way to wine. They did not have head lice. For 3 months, she's been combing her child's hair and thinking she's out of sorts, but it wasn't. It was just bad dandruff mixed in with a little product and whatever. And she was so relieved.
Right.
But you look for the nits at first. So when you check heads, and if you can see bugs crawling, they've had it for a long time. So they've had it for months and months. But mostly they haven't, so you kind of have your way of checking, and I have these cool little sticks and put my goggles. And if I see it, I cut it out, put it on a little piece of tape, because I want to make sure.
Uh-huh.
Because I get, I mean, that's why pediatricians are also my clients, because they don't know. It's funny. And you go, oh, yep, that's a nit. It has to come from somewhere. So then I ask them, well, do you want to treat? We have nits. You know, I think that you might be a light case, because if I see more, you know, and then they can decide. So, yeah.
It is a fascinating subject. I got a couple more myths I want to clear up.
Yeah.
Ukus mean poor hygiene. Myth.
Myth. Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the
Has hygiene. Nothing. You know where that got? From body lice. Back in the day when they had poor hygiene, people were dirty, and they got body lice, and they would itch, and that was itching. And then head lice, two different bees, totally different things.
Right.
Lice, they're called lice, but different. So they think that you're dirty if you have head lice, which is the opposite. You're not. In fact, if you have a dirty head of hair, you don't wash your hair too much, if it's oily, it's harder to get lice.
Totally different subject, but maybe same.
Yeah.
So my dear friend Tyzo Braden, who was a TV news personality, and Tyzo, if you're listening, I know you won't mind me talking about this, even though the subject is ukus, but he was always voted best hair.
Oh.
Right? Okay, so the newscasters across the country, every state has an anchor or with best hair.
Oh.
And his hair was magnificent. It was flowing.
Wow.
And it was just like this beautiful lock, like a mare running through the... I'm getting weird, but...
Yep. No, that's
but
fine.
I would ask him, Tyzo, how do you... I mean, he walks in there and he looks like he just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple of, you know, water, he's good. He says, the secret to good hair... Stop laughing, Jesse.
No,
Jesse on audio is laughing because he knows Tyzo. The secret to good hair is not washing it so often.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It is true. In fact, it is true. In Australia, where I lived, I loved it, believe me. There was some people that I met. Two guys, they were in their early 30s, and they were proud that they were surfer boys, that they never washed their hair. They have never, and they're just, I go, what? You've never shampooed, like, yeah. And I guess naturally the salt might do something,
And they had great hair.
They had great hair.
Jeez.
Those surfer hairs, you know, long locks.
All right, so we'll switch gears a little bit. Another myth. Ukus can live off the head for a very long time.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Oh, no, no, no.
So they're constant feeders. They need...
They need a host within 2 days or they die. So you could put your child... You could put them in the refrigerator. You know, I'm just saying, you could lock somebody in a room like for 2 days. They need a host within 2 days or they die. So I say 3 days to my family members for cleaning their clothes and all that, because we don't know when that day started.
Right.
But 2 days, they die if they don't have a host.
Unlike our bed bugs, which can last up to a year without feeding or having a host.
I didn't know that.
The uku needs...
Yeah.
Needs a... Was it nourishment? I mean, what?
The blood. They're like little mosquitoes.
Wow. What's the lifespan of a uku? Unknown.
No. Guess.
I don't know.
30 days. 30 to 31. A month. That's just an average is a month.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then that bug dies.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Isn't it like a fly? A house fly?
No, I think they live 2 days or 3 days.
They're real short-lived. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, well, you got to talk about making the most of it.
Yeah. So bed bugs can live...
Up to a year
without,
they can like hibernate.
Wow.
Once they've done their, you know, once they've done enough, they can hibernate to a year. Ukus cannot.
Nope.
Ukus on our carpets, furniture, brushes, combs, they're rare or are they not rare?
Well, okay. I have a, when I go to the homes, I tell people what they families what they should do. Definitely do your brushes, because when you're brushing your hair, they can come out in the brush. Of course, you know, you're brushing the hair. Don't share brushes. So what was the question? So
are they on our carpets?
Okay. Well, if you have a lot of children with lice, I mean, chances are they're not on the carpet. They're on the back of the couch, because there's a big TV, families watch TV together, and they scratch, because it's not a bad scratch, you know. It's a different scratch. And it falls out, then you lay your hair, head back on it, then it could crawl on your head, sleeping next to somebody on a pillow.
Transmission happens mostly head-to-head, then?
It's only head-to-head. It's only head-to-head. So when people say, like, cleaning their house and they steam clean it, the mothers are working so hard. I go, no, just remember they need a host within 2 days, let's say three. Just put stuff in the dryer. You don't even have to wash them. The washing doesn't get their clothes, their sheets, and their pillowcases. It doesn't get hot enough. It would ruin your clothes. Just put stuff in the dryer.
The heat kills it.
The heat kills it for an hour in the hottest setting. Or don't wear anything. Change the pillowcases in 2 days, you know. So,
interesting. Yeah. Because you just kind of answered my last myth is if you have ukus, a toxic bug bomb will do the trick.
No. I don't think so. No. If I've seen people that use that chemical that you have to have a prescription for, and I've seriously have combed them out and seen them move, that means it didn't kill them.
Right.
Right. And there's no other, that's the biggest chemical that you can buy to kill the lice.
Yet people spend fortune.
Thousands and thousands of dollars. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say coconut oil, right? Everybody has coconut oil. And plus it makes the scalp is dry because people are shampooing them, putting all those, it conditions the scalp, but it suffocates them. It suffocates them and they die from coconut
oil.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you've made house calls now for several years. One Yelp review called you the Mary Poppins of head lice.
Yeah. Well, no, I've been making house calls since I started the business.
Okay.
So for over 10 years. And then I just moved back home to Hawaii. And I just started this business up like maybe 8 or 9 months ago. I had to get settled. And I knew that there would be work for me because there's lice here. So that's kind of why I also created it, because you have to go to, I mean, lice is all over, so I could just have my own little business.
It's a lousy business.
It's a lousy world out there. And of course, it's a play on words.
Right.
That's when my sister, I said, Lisa, please, let's think of a name for this business, and please, we got to have fun.
Right.
It's too serious when
it
you go
is.
To the
well,
homes. You look on the internet, they look like dinosaurs and so ugly looking. And they're not that. I've had kids want to keep them as pets once.
My.
You know, just because he didn't have a pet. Isn't that the cutest?
Well,
this little
get
kid.
Get a turtle.
Yeah.
Or get
well,
a pet
it's
rock.
Only going to live 2 days.
Yeah.
And I have it in a little container.
That's
but
still disgusting.
No,
I
think.
I'm sorry. I
think cockroaches.
Yeah.
And,
oh, roaches are. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Especially in Hawaii.
Slugs.
We have a B-52s.
Yeah.
Are you
centipedes,
kidding me?
Those big
yeah.
ones.
Oh, gosh.
Those.
Don't even get me
come
started
on.
About centipedes. I would freak out by centipedes. Okay, I got to ask you, because I'm sure people are wondering. So you've been to many homes.
Uh-huh.
You've seen many scalps. Have you ever left a home with ukus yourself?
You know, I did.
Yeah.
When I first started the business. I did families. I went into some homes that were sad. Mm-hmm. Social services, I helped them.
Yes.
And, you know, 4 or 5 kids, and my hair was pulled. I had a ponytail, like a braid, and I realized the kids are hugging me. I'm hugging them because when I say goodbye. And I kind of felt that was stupid. Sure enough, about, what, a week or two later, I got it. Well, it makes sense.
Right.
So I don't hug the kids. They're so cute and adorable. And some of them just want love.
Right.
And they just, you know, and you just don't.
Well, thanks for not hugging me today.
Yeah. But I don't have lice.
But, you know, we'll just wave goodbye later. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's interesting.
Grown-ups don't get it that often.
Interesting.
So dads don't get it, probably 30%. Let's say you have 5 kids, they all have lice. Your wife has lice. For some reason, the dads don't get it that often, and we don't know quite why. It's not because their hair is short, because little boys get it.
Well, but maybe they're not washing their hair well.
No, maybe because they're not fun to hang out with.
Yeah.
Right?
Easy
maybe.
Now.
Or maybe testosterone. We're not quite sure.
Something's there.
Yeah.
That's a deeper study.
Yes.
That's a deeper study. Just a couple of questions, because, again, I really appreciate you coming down and being candid about it. Because at the end of the day, we're not here to laugh about it.
No.
Because it is traumatic for mm-hmm. those who've experienced it, kind of like bed bugs. But that sense of humor, I bet, goes a long way.
It certainly does. Yeah. I mean, that's why I love what I do. It's like you help people.
Mm-hmm. And there you are definitely help
yeah,
people.
Yeah, and some people are phobic of bugs. Some people are so, you know, they're just feeling low in life, and life couldn't be any worse, you know. And you feel for them when you realize it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, and you calm them down. You kind of, you know, like I said, you have a little bit of humor. You love the kids, and you let the parents know it's okay. And, oh, I wish I would have known this. And then I give them a whole thing that they can do. They see what I did, so they can take care of it. For the future, because lice is going to be with us, and they probably will get it again.
Mm-hmm. There's policies, though, in schools, and some of them very controversial. Parents are really, some of them, really bothered by even our own school system here about what happens when a child gets ukus. That stigma.
Well, let me just say,
can be damaging.
Yes, because I started in a public school. Ivanhoe, which is in Silver Lake, a really beautiful blue ribbon school, and I was lucky. My daughter went to private. And I would dare say that the private schools, a few of them have a little bit more, because they don't want the parents to know about lice, because they don't want it to be a downfall on their school.
Mm-hmm.
Preschools can get shut down they're afraid that if too many kids have lice. So public schools back in the day, teachers would see kids itch. Okay, our class has some, you know, get a letter home to all the parents, mm-hmm. check your kids' hair. That should be done. You should do that. But what happens is those kids get taken out of school and they don't get that money for that day. So public schools were really hurting because the kid isn't in school. So they don't have that policy anymore.
Yeah.
At least in California. I don't know what it is like here. But
The DOE definitely has its own policy as well. But you know, it's one of those evolving issues because more education comes through. But you know, when you take a child out of school, not only is the school losing quote money, the child now becomes labeled.
Right. Right.
And sometimes back when we were young, teachers would call in the nurse, and the nurse would go through, you know, literally line you up.
Yeah.
And if somebody gets taken away,
yeah.
You know. Little Todd has ukus, and we all knew, or whatever. So
it's sad.
It can be pretty heavy for a child to deal with.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I have seen it, and it breaks my heart. So you just get over it, okay? Then mm-hmm. I just tell the schools, okay, just, you know, it's a rite of passage for kids. I don't know why they fear these little pests, because bad bugs, and there's so many mosquitoes carry. Mm-hmm. My son's kindergarten teacher got bit by a mosquito. In Silver Lake, yeah, she got the West Nile virus. She's still in a wheelchair.
Wow.
So I'm just saying, bed bugs, I mean, and mosquitoes, put them way ahead of pests and things to worry about. But head lice is, you know, you'll get over it.
You'll get over it. But Louise, I think you're nitpicking here.
Yeah.
The dooch. Oh.
Oh.
How can people get a hold of you? Just wondering.
I have the most wonderful Yelp reviews. I mean, I don't advertise, which I probably should one day. I think, you know.
But you have a website?
I have a website, A Lousy Business.
It's really A Lousy Business.
Alousybusiness.com.
.com.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
A Lousy, Lousy, because it's a play on words, one lice, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Very close to Louise, by the way.
Well, that's it. And that's what's kind of fun about it.
You're fun. You're super fun. Yeah. Thank you again. And thank you for doing what you do for families.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Seriously. High five from back here.
Oh, stop that.
I'm just kidding. Mahalo nui for joining us, folks.
Oh,
join us next week.
Thank you, guys.
Another episode of What School You Went. Until then, ahui ho.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimani Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.